Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Samach Hey. We are on Samach Dalet Amabez by the two dots. We just got through the sugyas of how much a person who is a mashra, his wife, Ayidei Shlish, he can't be, the minimum amount that he has to give his wife in terms of grain, in terms of barley, in terms of wine, in terms of oils, in terms of all of the elements that have to be given, and we line that up with the Mishnah in Mesechet Erevin regarding Erev Tchumen, and we Lomaskana said it could really work according to everyone, and even though some of the shiurim happen to be a little bigger, but that's okay because it just means that the husband has to give his wife enough to support some guests along the way as well. Okay, so let's pick up four lines from the bottom. Samach Dalet Amabei says the Gemara Amar Rav Yosi Lo Pasach Saorin Vechulu. Rav Yosi had said in the Mishnah that if one gives barley, so the Rav Yosi, the Tanakam, the first opinion had said, one has to give double the amount of barley, and Rav Yosi says, that's only Rav Yishmoel, who lives samach le'edom. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Ela be'edom hu da'achlin sa'orim b'kuliyama lo'achli. Only in Edom they eat barley. What, b'kuliyama lo'achli? They don't eat barley, and the rest? Barley is eaten. Kachi Kamer says the Gemara, no, but Pasuk Saorim Kiflayim Bechitim El Rabbi Yishmael. What he meant to say was that the only place that Saorim is double than the wheat is Rabbi Yishmael. Shri Samach Le'edom Mebnesha Saorin Adumios Ra'osein. That is inferior type of barley, and that's why it has to be double. In general, we know barley is known in Chazal as animal food. It's animal food. We know the carbon of a sota is saorin because she did a maisa behema. And, of course, probably the most famous application of this is the carbon of omer. Carbon of omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, which is brought from the first saorim, the, carbon on shvuas, from the, brought with the special, which ma, the, let's say that again. Saorim is matir, the chadash in outside the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why chadash is matir after the second day of Pesach, while the shtei halechem on Shavuos comes from the first wheat, and that matirs in the Beis HaMikdash. So the process, the Bali Musar explained, is from saorin to chitim. Saorin, which is run on Pesach, we go through the process of becoming mentioned, becoming people, going from animal food, so to speak, to people food, that is the entire sphere of Saomer, but Saorim is known as animal fodder throughout Chazal, and those two applications, Sota and the Carbon HaOmer. Okay, so second line from the bottom. V'dosin l'chati kaf kitnis, and he also has to give a half a cup of kitnis, which means beans. It has come to mean Pesach time to include a lot more, and sometimes there's a machlokes about minhagim, about what's included in kitnios, but that's what the Mishnah says, a half a cup of kitnis. V'ilu yayin loktani. But there's no wine. There's no wine mentioned in the Mishnah. And the question is, why not? Where's the wine? So Messiah Leila Rabbi Lazar, Da'amar Rabbi Lazar, Ain Poskin Yenos Leisha, says Rabbi Lazar, that we don't give a woman any wine. We're not basking anyone, and that's why the Mishnah leaves it out, because we don't have any wine for her. Why not? Says Rashi, Shahayayin Margila L'Ta'avas Tashmish. Because this woman, who is not with her husband right now, because remember, it's Mashra Al Yedei Shlish, he's supporting her through an intermediary, he's not around, and we had the Machlokas yesterday between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, whether a husband just has the right to do this, and not eat with his wife the whole week, even if he's in town, or it's Dafka, the Rashba said, for a reason. If he's on a business trip, or she was maskima for some reason, we had that machlokas yesterday. But either way, the case we're talking about here is the husband is not around where the wife is, so one does not give, and there is no chiv, halachically, to give the wife enough money for wine, or actually give her wine, because it could just lead to avera. So ain't poskin yenos le'isha. Ask the Ritva, what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar? The Gemara says, oh, our Mishnah supports Rabbi Lazar. Says the Ritva, right at the beginning of Samach Dalet Amabei, Hikshu B'Tosfos, he quotes a Tosfos that we don't have. My Kamash Malan, what's the Chiddush? Our Mishnah doesn't say wine. Oh, Messiah late to the following Shita of Rabbi Lazar. My Kamashlan, the Masisani Behevya, Mitzvot Tani Law. You have to have a Shmamina. You have to say, oh, the Mishnah supports. It's Beferish Mishnah. Why would we have thought otherwise? So V'Yishlomer says the Ritva, Dilav the Rebbe Lazar, if I wouldn't have had Rebbe Lazar's statement of Ein Poskin Yenos Le'isha, Ikala Meimer, I might have said that the Mishnah is not making a blanket statement. Maybe the Mishnah is only about a case where wine wasn't drunk by women in that locale. But where they do drink, you would. It's not the Mishnah's just left it out because it's a makam shelo nagu. But in a makam shenagu, you would. Kamash v'lan Rebbe Elazar, that's the Chiddush. The Gemara links it to Rebbe Elazar Shita. The afilu b'shashosos imo in poskin lahen yenus k'she'ein ba'al ima. That's the Chiddush. Once she's not with her husband, we do not give her the opportunity because, as Rashi says, margila la'avera. It can only lead to problems. So it's not exactly befeirish in the Mishnah. Continuing, v'im tomar. And if you want to say, but wait a minute, the pasuk in Hosea does have women drinking wine. Elcha achre ma'ahavai, no snei lachmi, umeimait samri, upishti shamni vishikuyai, elcha, meaning it's a lashon of a nekeva talking. I'll go after my beloved, my ma'avai, no snei lachmi, those that give the bread and the water, the tzemer, the pishtim, shamni, my oil, v'shikuyai. So isn't shikuyai wine? Explains the Maharsha. If you have the word mashke in Tanakh, it means one of two liquids, either water or wine. Even though halachically we know we have seven liquids, the Mishnah at the end of Machshirin says there are seven liquids that have halachic status, that are machshir l'kabal tumah, a fruit, a vegetable, kanapa until it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, yad shachadam, yayin, dvash, tal, all the seven liquids. But it says the Marsha here, but in the Tanakh, when it says mashke, it really means one of two, wine or water. So here it already says water in the pasuk, so there's only one left. What else could shikuyai mean? So that's why shikuyai has to be wine. That's the Gemara's question. So doesn't it mean wine? And wine here is linked to a nekeva. So what do you mean? Ein poskin yenos leisha? Answer, dvarim. No, shikuyai here means something else. Doesn't mean mashke. Dvarim shaha isha mishtokekes alehen. It's something that a woman yearns for. That's what shikuyai here means. Umay ninu tachshitin. It means jewelry. It means ornaments. And that's what another thing that a woman would have a taiva for. So shikuyai is from the word mishtokek and not from the word mashke. Fine. Darash Rabbi Yehuda ishkfar niviria or nivoria va'amrila ishkfar nafor chayil minayish ein poskin yenos leisha. So how do we know? It's not just the svara. How do we know? Shenemar, because it says in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, Vatagam Chana, Acharei Achla B'Shilo, V'Acharei Shaso, after Chana ate and drank in Shilo, that's how the pashas of the pasuk means. After she ate and drank, Achlo, Achla, and Shaso. But the Gemara is Medayik that it says Achla, Lashon Nekeva, and it says Shaso. Shaso v'lo Shasas. Right, what does shaso mean? So, suggests the Gemara that doesn't mean that she drank. It just means after he drank. After he drank is referring that he drank. She ate and he drank. So you see that she didn't drink. So that is why, that's the diuk that a woman is not appropriate in poskin yinos leisha. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. So you're being medayik, the fact that it says that he drank, that she didn't drink. So what about the other word? Elameata achla velo achal hakanami. So you're going to tell me that she, only Chana, ate, but Elkanah, her husband, didn't eat? So if you're medayik in the second word in the pasuk, so lachor, you should be medayik in the first word in the pasuk. And therefore, and you know, that's not true, because there's no reason for Elkanah not to have eaten in the Mishkan, in Shiloh. So the Gemara says, anan, no, the point is, the second word changes. Meaning, what's the Gemara saying now? Both of them are lav dafka. You should say both are lav dafka. And they both mean that they both ate and drank, and therefore there's no raya that a woman, doesn't have wine. So the Gemara says, no. Anan, mi deshani kra bidibure ka'amrinan. Our issue is that the pasuk changed the lashon. If it used the same lashon, both zachar, both nekeva, fine. That would be, we wouldn't be medayik anything. We would say the Gemara, pasuk picked one, but it meant both of them. But here it changed. Michdi, Bigava Kaasik Vasi. We're talking about her. We're talking about Chana. We're talking about one of the Sheva Nevios. We're talking about the mother of Shmuel. So my time Ashani. So why did it suddenly change from feminine to masculine? So Shma Minasha Sovalo Shasas. That's the Diak. The Diak isn't just that it is a Lashon Zachar, but it's Lashon Zachar after Lashon Akeva. That is the Diak. So, and that's why we're only Medaik in the second word and not in the first word. It's fascinating that we know that the source for Ein Poskin Yenos Leisha is Chana. And that's Dafka, the one woman in Tanakh that was Nechshada, that she was drinking. Eli HaKohen goes over to her, the Kohen Gadol, and thinks that she korah, thinks that she's a drunk, and she says, no, I'm just moras nefesh, I'm bitter, and I'm davening, and we learn all the halachas of tefillah, because she was davening silently. But dafka, the one that was nechshad of drinking, is the one that the source, that we learn, that one is not, that, in poskin yeros la'isha, right? We even know it's halachically not allowed to daven after, after one drinks. Right? One cannot mention that, the idea of chana and shikora without mentioning the Vilna Gaon on that pasuk. The Gra is, wonders, how did Eli get it so wrong? How did he get it? Okay, nobody else ever davened this way and moved their lips and no sound came out. But how did Eli was the Kohen Gadol? You know, one would think that he had a certain level of Ruach HaKodesh. How did he get it so wrong? So says the Gra, it's based on a Ramban. Based on a Ramban in Parshas Tetzaveh, where the Ramban discusses how exactly the Urim V'Tumim worked. The Ramban and Rashi both hold, Rashi and the Ramban, that the Urim V'Tumim was a cloth, let's say, of Shem Hashem that was put in between the folds of the Choshen, and that was basically the motor that allowed the Choshen to light up. And whenever the Kohen Gadol, or whoever it was, asked a Shaila to the Urim V'Tumim, so the letters lit up. All the letters of the Shvatim, right? What was on the stones, the names of the Shvatim, but you had to add on a couple of extra words, because not every letter of the Aleph Beis is in the Shvatim. There's no Tes, I think, and I think there's no Tzadi. I remember all the letters. There's a few of them, so that's what we add on a couple. We say, we have Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are on there, Shifte Yeshurun is on there, so the Shifte has the Tes, and Yitzchak has the Tzadi, so we have all the letters on there. So they light up, and the Kohen Gadol has to unscramble them to put them into correct order. That's the Ramban. Ramban, it says nothing to do, nothing about Chana and Eli. That's the Ramban. V'ho'inyan hu, perachafches, ki hayu shemos kedoshim mikocham ya'iru ha'osios. That's where they're called Urim. They're me'ir, me'avni ha'choshin aleni ha'kohen, ha'sho'el b'mishpatam, v'ha'mashal. For example, ki kasher shalu miyalo lanu ala kanani b'tchilu hilachem, beginning of Sefer Shoftim. If they say, when they said, who's going to go fight first? Haya HaKohen Mechavein B'Shemos Shehem HaUrim. He goes to, looks at the names which are the Urim. The He'iru Le'inav Osios Yehuda. Yud, and Yehuda lights up. Yud Milevi, Ayin Mishimon, Lamin Milevi, Hey Me Avraham, HaKosuf Shem Aldas Raboseinu, Yuma Ayin Gimel. O She'iru Pamacheres Le'Negeinav, Hey Me Yehuda. V'hine Kasher Osios Me'iros Aleni HaKohen, Adayin Lo Yada Siduran. He doesn't know the exact order. Kimina Osios Asher Sidru Mehen Yehuda Yala, Hoy Efshar Le'Heos Mehem, Hoy Had Aliyah. Oh, hey, Al Yehuda. V'tevas Acheros. Rabbis Modi can make up any word that he wants. Now they want that he could conjure up. Aval Hayusham Shemos HaKodesh Acherim. Nikraim Tumim. Mikocham Yelev HaKohen Tamim. Biyadiyas Inyan Ha'osiyah She'iru Leinav. The Tumim was some type of Siyata Deshmaya that the Kohen Gadol had to put the letters together in the correct order. Kikasher Kivan B'Shemos HaUrim V'He'iru Chozer Miyadam HaChavim B'Shemos HaTumim. So he got the Urim and the Tumim, and that's how it worked. But Eli at this time was already going down. He was already, his sons, Chafni and Pinchas, were already causing him, so to speak, to lose the kahuna, and it was leading to the downfall. So that's why he got it wrong. And says the Gra, that's why it's Shikora. Because he saw the letters and he thought it was Shikora. Really, he should have read Kishera or Kisara. But he didn't. As we got it wrong, he didn't have the Tumim, according to the Ramban. He only had the Urim. And therefore, he got the letters, but he did not get it right. But Dafka, getting back to our Gemara, Shikora, this Chana, is the source for Ein Poskin Yenos Leisha. Very, somewhat ironic. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Meisvei, Regila Nosnin La, if she is accustomed to having wine, then you do give her Nosnin La. So you do give wine. So the Gemara answers, Regila Shaini. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the average woman who's not Regila. But if she is Regila, if she is accustomed to getting wine, so then one has to give her in this case as well. To Amar Efchinin Abarkana, Amar Shmuel, Regila, Nosin La Kosa Echad. If she is Regila, so you give her one kos, She'ena Regila, Nosin La Shnei Kosos. If she's not Regila, you give her two kosos. That's what Shmuel says. Mike Amar, what does that mean? Just the opposite. If she's regila, you get one. If she's not regila, you get two. So Amar Abaya, Hachi Ka'amar. Abaya explains what Shmuel meant. Regila bifnei baila shnei kosos. If when she's around her husband, she has two cups a day. or 2 cups, whatever amount of time we're talking. Shalo bifnei baila nosan lakos echad. You always go down one. She gets 2 cups when she's around her husband, so then she gets 1 cup, shalo bifnei baila. Eina regila bifnei baila lakos echad. So then if she only is regila to have 1 kos in front of her husband, shalo bifnei baila nosan lakol ikar. Then you don't give her anything. So that's the pshat of Shmuel. Abai gives the pshat of Shmuel. So you see, in Achinami, regila is different. Number one. V'ibayasem, or a second shot of what does regila mean? Really, a woman is not entitled to any wine to drink. Ema regila nosin lalitzi kekedera. She can have wine to cook with, but she cannot have wine to drink. Regilia means if she's accustomed to cooking with wine. Many times we put wine into different dishes. So that is what we're talking about. Then she gets wine to cook with. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, like this following story, Rabbi Yochanan says, Maisa bekalaso shel Nakdimon ben Gurion. Right, there's a story about the Kala, the daughter-in-law of Nakdimon ben Gurion. We'll have to see. Nakdimon ben Gurion, we'll come back to him on Samach Vav Mabez in the next parak. Well, we'll have one of the stories about Nakdimon ben Gurion, one of the greats in great stories in Shas about him, a couple of them. So the story about his daughter-in-law, Shapaskulach, and he was very rich. Right, it's very rich. The Gemara in Tainus probably has the most well-known story about him. So what do they do for his daughter-in-law? They were posek for her, when her husband wasn't there, a tremendous amount of wine. Satayim yayin. To cook with. Me'erev Shabbos, la'erev Shabbos, on a weekly basis. So they were posek a tremendous amount of wine. Amr Lena, she says to them, kach tifsuku libnoseichem. You should do the same thing for your own daughters. So what exactly does she mean by that? So machlokes achronim, whether this was a bracha or a klala. The Maharshal in the back, the Chachma Shlomo, on the bottom of the Maharsha says, this was a klala. Even though it was a lot, she was upset that she didn't get it even more. So she was like, oh, this is, I didn't get enough, you should give this to your daughters. Right? And the Rabbana were very happy with that amount, because that was a tremendous amount. She thought it was stingy, but really it wasn't. But that's the Maharshal says, that this was a klala. But if you look in Rashi in the Shidim Mekubetzes, right here, Rashi in the Madura Kama, Shidim Mekubetzes, says, no, it's a bracha. She meant it. Baruch Hashem, you should also be zochet to have so much for your daughters. Kach tifzachu lebnoseichem, you should also be zochet to have so much. But the story ends off with Tana, Shomeres Yavam Haisosh. Really, she was a Shomeres Yavam. And that's why, v'lo anu achareha amen. Even if they would have been happy with the amount. And amen is always crucial. It's always crucial to say amen. Right? A bracha is hushlam with an amen. So, right, the significance of amen, you know, halachically, not just hashkafli, but halachically is tremendous. Right? The Gemara even said, the Mishnah is talking about himsecha shvuas. You could be mashbiah somebody with an amen. Mashbiach ani. Will you swear to me? I say amen. Amen is lashon of a shvua if it's an answer to a shvua. So, they didn't say amen. Why? Because they didn't want to be in that situation. Even if they wanted that amount of wine, but they don't want to have, they don't want to give the appearance that they wanted their daughters to become Shomros Yavam. And therefore, they did not answer Amen to that, even if it was a bracha. Like Rashi says, and the Shin Lugabat says, they did not answer Amen. I think I mentioned in the past the great story of Chaim Yivalazhin, where he was always makpid, at least at a certain point in his life, to never say a bracha unless there was somebody there to say Amen. Let me say amen. So halachically, one might be say because that's completes a bracha. Right? I thought that it also could be that we always make a bracha better when we know somebody's listening. Right? Somebody, we're being motzi somebody. We don't rush through it. We don't zoom. But we say it better if we know somebody's listening. So maybe that's why he had that peda. So one time it was late at night. He was in the base bedroom. He was very thirsty, and he didn't know what to do because he wanted a drink. So finally, one of his talmidim walk in at midnight. He's like, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, you're here!" And he makes the bracha, Shachol Niyad Varo. He says, "Amen." Wonderful. The next morning, he says to the Talmud, "By the way, I just wanted to thank you for coming in last night. I was thirsty." The Talmud says, "I know what you're talking about." And he said, no, you came in. Remember, you came in. And it ended up the Talmud went to sleep at 11, and he never came in the whole night. And Rav Chaim Yivalazhin realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sent a malach in the form of his Talmud because he wanted him to have a drink. And therefore, he was able to take a drink. But from then on, Rav Chaim Yivalazhin gave this Talmud a lot of coven. And they say, why? The Talmud didn't do anything. The answer is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this Talmud to dress the malach up as, it must be that he's deserving of kavod. Right, we said this a couple of weeks ago in a parsha shir before Purim on the pasuk of Agam Charvona Zachor Latov. What was Charvona? Well, why does Charbona get the credit? Right? Chazal say that Charbona was really Eliyahu Navi, dressed up like Charbona, and told Achashverosh, oh, here's a tree, use the same tree. So Charbona didn't do anything, it was Eliyahu Navi. The answer is, if Eliyahu Navi chose Charbona to dress up like that officer of Achashverosh, it must be that there's something special about him. So, Vagam Charbona, Zachar Latov. But that's the uniqueness of an Amen. Uniqueness of an Amen, and that's what they didn't say here, because they knew the power of it, and therefore they didn't say it, because they didn't want to be in that in that situation. Okay. Second wide line. Tana Kos Echad Yafel Isha. One kos is okay. One kos is okay for an isha. Again, in general, physically, women are more affected by wine. Let's say it could be a circular because they don't drink wine; they're not used to it, and they're just more affected by it. Shnayim nivalu. Two cups of wine is inappropriate. It's nival. Shlosha tovas bepeh. Three could already start leading to dire consequences. Right? She is already in a state of. Not inhibition, and therefore she's tovas bepesh. She will beferish ask what a woman usually has a natural sneeze to her more than a man does, and she loses that with three cups of wine. Arba afilu chamar tovas beshuk veina makpedes. And four, even a donkey in the marketplace, she won't stay away from. What does that mean? Ask the Ben Yoyada. Really, a donkey? Four cups of wine, a donkey? I don't have time for a donkey. So says the Ben Yoyada, maybe it means, how we might have, it makes it a little more understandable, Am HaDomela Chamor. No, it means even some non-Jewish nations that are domim libehemos. So then that's what it means here, the taiva. She won't differentiate. She'll just have a taiva and she'll take anybody. So that's why going from all the kosos, you know, it gets worse and worse as it continues. Stop there for a minute. One more line. Amar Rava, lo shana el shein ba'al ha'ima. This is only if the husband's not there. Va'al ha'ima less than ba. If her husband's there, then she can drink wine. The Marsha says at least two. At least two is not called nevil. Three and four, the Marsha says, maybe we don't go there, even if the husband's there. But at least two would be okay. Stop there for a moment. What about Dalat Kosos? You know, that's a Beferish Gemara, right? The big three, Afi Noya Boso Anes, applies to the big three, Dalat Kosos, Megillah, and Eres Chanukah. So, Dafka, women have to drink. Women have to drink Dalat Kosos. So, ask the Ben Yoyada. So, what do we do there? So, says the Ben Yoyada, no, that's different. The Gemara says it's a problem if you only drink it one after another. Boom, boom, boom. Just down them. But if you spread them out, that's not called four Kosos. You spread them out. At the Seder, we spread them out. We have one at the beginning, then we have all of Magid. There's separation in between. They have a whole meal in between. So if they're spread out, they're all different mitzvot, so therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. That's even related to the Machlokas Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rambam, and Machlokas Machaber and the Ramah. How many Bori Peregufins do we make at the Seder? Machlokas. The Machaber says we make two Bori Peregufins, only on coast number one and coast number three. Coast number two, you're yotzi with coast number one. Coast number four, you're yotzi with coast number three. What do you make another Bori Peregufin for? The Ashkenazic custom, the Ramah says, you make four, because it's four mitzvahs based on the Rush. The Rush says there are four mitzvahs that we do. So even though theoretically, halachically, if you just focus on Hilchas Brachos, one might say that one does not need a Bori Priyagafen. You didn't have a Hesach Adas, you're still focused that you poured the cup and you didn't leave the table. Especially because three and four only have 10 minutes in between them, so you shouldn't need a new Bori Priyagafen. The Rush says, four mitzvahs, four separate times, and therefore, four Bori Priyagafen. So that's not exactly the same point, but that's similar to what the Ben Yoyada is saying here, and that is, if they're spread out, so then it is not a problem. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so if the husband is there, it's not a problem. But Chana had Elkanah there. So that's the source for imposking Yenus Leisha, but Elkanah was there. Ach senoi shiny. No, a guest is also different. To Amar Avhuna, minayin la'achsanoi she'asar b'tashma shamita, and achsanoi, somebody who's a guest somewhere, is asar b'tashma shamita, and therefore it was as if her husband wasn't there, because they weren't allowed to be together anyway. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in that same story, vayashkimu baboker, vayishtachavu lefnei Hashem, they got up in the morning, they were mishtachaveh, to take leave of the Mishkan, vayashuvu vayavoel beisam haramasa, they went back, vayeda elkana etzchana ishto, vayizkare Hashem, so hashta in meikaralo. Right, only now, when they got home, he was with his wife, and then she became pregnant with Shmuel. But not before, because they were achsanoi, and therefore it was not allowed, and that's why a woman can't make herself an estate in a case where it's us or anybody. The Ravid says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, halacha that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that is, even by an achsanoi, if somebody has their own quarters or their own area, then it would be mutter to be with one's wife as well. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, perachafal of halacha tezvav, achsanoi aser betashbesh amita, ashi achsul abeso. An achsanoi is aser until he goes back to his house, which sometimes can be a problem. Say somebody's an achsanoi for somebody has to move out of their own house, and therefore their house is having construction. So you're in somebody's house for 6 months. It's impossible. It's impossible. So how do you understand this halacha? V'chein, and the Rambam also quotes the Gemara, Asr chacham al ishi yadim beis chamav. A person is not allowed to live with his in-laws. Shezu azus panimi. So again, it's also Gemara. So how do you understand this? Says the Ravid, im yichid lo bayis lemishkav mutter. If they have their own private room, mutter. V'chein achsanoi. As long as you have your own sheets, you're not going to dirty up anybody else's linens. But that's the Rambam and the Ravid, so, and that is the minhag, that if somebody has to be in another person's house for weeks, but they have a separate house, it's more private. The whole issue is an issue of tznius, and therefore it would be okay if it is considered a tsanua situation. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. The Shulchan Aruch is in Reish Mem, the end of the second volume of the Mishnah Brura. Achsanoi also l'shamesh, v'im yichdu lo ule ishto bayis, mutter. Doesn't mean a separate house. Can be a separate room. Obavach l'isham betalisa shabala bayis. The Mishnah Brura says, why, how does that work? Why would that be okay? The Mishnah Brura has a beautiful lashon here. Why would a separate room be okay? Hainu she'ein lo balabayis esek boso makom. The balabayis is not going into that room. Ela miyuchad l'shneim levadam. It's only for the husband and wife. Va'oz havi lehu kabalabayis. For that room, he's not an achsanoi. It's not that there's an exception to the rule of achsanoi. If you have your own place, so you're not an achsanoi. So there's not a violation of achsanoi. Also, betash v'shamita, because you wouldn't be considered an achsanoi in that case. That's the lumdis of the Mishnah Brura. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara now a couple of other stories related to our discussions. Choma, de bishu da abaya. Choma, the wife of Abaya. Asoy lakame de Rava. She came in front of Rava. Abaya had died, and Choma, was going to get, everything that she was entitled to get. So Amrale psok li mizone. She says to him, say what an amount of mizonos that I need. Pasak lasi, he did it. Psok li chamra, wine. Amrale, yadana beba nachmeni, jalavi shasi chamra. I'm sorry, Choma, but I know my friend Abaya never drank any wine. So you're trying to get some wine there, but when he was alive, he didn't drink any wine. We'll get back to that. Amrale, she says, you are wrong. Chaye damar, I swear by your life. Davi mashkile b'shufra zekihai. He used to give me in a cup as big as this. And she stretches out her hands to show how big the goblet was. And we'll see, Bahadi, let's just finish the story. Bahadi kamachvile, and as she did that, igloi dara, some of her arm became revealed. Nafal nahora bebedina, and the entire bezdin all of a sudden was full of light. Her skin shined. It was so bright. Unbelievable. When she showed them how big the goblet was. And all of a sudden, come Rava, let's read the story, and then we'll have to talk about what the meaning of the story is. Come Rava ol lebese. Rava got up right after that happened, and he went home. Tava lebasra b'chiz, and he went to be with his wife. Basra b'chiz, Rava was married to b'chiz's daughter. And Amrele basra b'chiz, the manavi ho in the vedina, who is in the bay bezdin today? She knew something was up. Why would he come home in the middle of the day and wanna be with her? Something's going on here. Who is in the bezdin today? Amalah Choma de Bisud Abaya. Oh no one, just Choma. Nafka Basra, she says, I gotta talk to Choma. Nafka Basra, she goes out to her. Machtala Bekulfe de Shida. She hits her with the lock of the Shida of the Aron of the box. Or we'll have to talk about what the symbolism of that is. Ada Afkala Mikula Mechuza. Until she left, she says, you can't be here. You're causing problems. Amrale Katatalich Tlasa. You've already killed three husbands. Right, we know from elsewhere that Abaya, the Gemara says in Yavamas, Abaya married her after she already lost two of her husbands. And Abaya now is the third one. So she already lost three husbands. She's already a katlonis. V'yasas l'miktal achrina. Now you're trying to get married to somebody else? Right? To excite them by revealing your arm? Asas l'miktal achrina. So you have to leave. A lot to talk about on this story. A lot to talk about. First, let's go in order. First of all, Rava called Abaya Nachmeni. I go to Rabbi Nachmeni. There is a machlokas we shown him. What was his real name or what was his nickname? Right? Nachmeni and Abaya. So if you look at Rashi in Mesechas Gittin, on Daf Lamed Daled, Rashi there says that his real name was Abaya. That was his real name. But he was friendly with Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and to give him kavod, Nachmeni was his father. That was a lashon of kavod. He was the great father. So he nicknamed him Nachmeni. Abaya, the top Rashi on Lamed Daled and Mabez and Gittin, the Nira Be'enai, says Rashi, Dal Shem Sharaba Bar Nachmeni Gidel Abaya Bebeso. Since Abaya we know was an orphan, so Rabbi Nachmeni was Megadel him in his house. Velimdo Torah Shahaya Yasom Hesio Et Shem Aviv Nachmeni Rab Nachmeni. And he says that's the end of the sentence. So he gave him, wanted to give him a lashon of kavod. He dafka called him by his father's name. That's the Rashi. If you look in the Gilyan Hashas there, in Gittin, Gilyan Hashas quotes the Aruch, and also it's in the regular Chiddush Rebbe Kiveger, there in Gittin, who says, Uba Aruch Erech Abaya, Kasa B'Shem Gaonim, De Nachmeni Shmo. No, really the opposite. His real name was Nachmeni, but he didn't want to, just the opposite. He didn't want to call him Nachmeni because that was his father's name. And it's not covered to call him by his father's name if, you know, his father's there and, you know, it's going to get uncomfortable. If your father's in the house and you call your friend's name by your father's name and your father turns around and chas v'shalom, you don't want to call your father by his name. So that's what he says. V'hayabar achua d'rabba nachmeni v'talmidei v'kivin davi shmei nachmeni k'shem avua d'rabba nachmeni lo avi kari le v'kol shah nachmeni v'hayakari le abaya. That's why you would call him abaya b'lashon aramis k'adam shekorei avi. Abaya is like avi, father. And that's how you got the abaya is like av shali, avi. That's how you got the, just the, it was Aramicized, right? Made into Aramaic. So that's why he's called that. Another idea that's found in the Rishonim also, that, he was called Abaya, not just because, Avi, but two others. Maybe Av Hashem, where the extra Yud come from. He was an orphan, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him, Av Hashem, or there's a pasuk in Hosea, Perek Yud Dalet in Hosea, Asher Bucha Yerucham Yatom. In you, Hashem, orphans find compassion, and that's Rashi Tevis Abaya, Asher Bucha Yerucham Yatom. That's relating to Abaya and Nachmeni, number one. Number two, what happens here? Rava runs home, and is Tovas Rav Basra of Chizda. Would the Gemara go into such detail? Rava? We're talking about the great Rava! The great Rav all of a sudden had a taiva and he had to run home to satisfy his taiva with his wife? Says the Ben Yoyada, that can't be. There must be something deeper here. Bevada agamara lo haisa misaperes begnuso shel Rava chalila. That can't be. Ela kavanas Rava haisa. Rava really understood that she was looking for another husband. Rava understood that, not that he had a taiva, but she was looking for another husband. And therefore, he wanted to show her, he ran home as if to say, I'm not interested. Right? She already had Dole Hagor. But it wasn't Dafka that he had at the Taiva. Hey Vinch, and Asna Eineha Boli, he Nasi Lo, Achar Shekfar Nisei Slashlosha Gdoli Adar, Halachay Natna Eineha Gambo, Shaya Gadol Adar, Viniskavna Laharos Lo Yafya, Kadeshatim Sachain Beina Lefanav Yisaena, El Shaya Rava Yareli Saena, Bishum Shai Sabacheskas Katlanis, Shekfar Nisei Slashlosha Nasha, Vikulam Nifteru. And Rava says, maybe they're gonna come again. So that's why Rava ran home as if to say, not interested, I'm happily married. And his wife was still upset about that. And therefore, she went and took a lock. What's a lock? As if to say, stay closed. You need to stay na'ul. Gan na'ul, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim. You need to stay closed after everything that you've been through and the status of kalutness that you have. That's an important Ben Yehoyada to understand our Gemara. Okay, we continue. Next story. Debisu. The bisu derav Yosef v'rei derava asoy lekame derav Nechemya v'rei derav Yosef. Again, a widow came and wanted to get mizonos. Amrele psokle mizone. Please, give me a paskin for me. How much mizonos? Pasakla psokli chamra. Pasakla. Amrele, he says, yadanebu b'bnei mechuzi deshasu chamra. I know those mechuzians. They drink wine, and therefore I'm going to give it to you because this is a case of regila, according to that first pshat, the day that we had before. Debisu derav Yosef brei derav Menashe mitvi alasa lekame derav Yosef amalev sokli mizone pasak la farni give sokli chamra pasak la give sokli shiroi amar la shiroi lama. What do you need the silken clothing for? What do you need the extra clothing? Amrele, she says, lacha ulachavercha lachavurecha. for you and for all your friends. Meaning, if I'm going to want to get remarried, I have to look presentable. And therefore, you got to give me nice clothing. Give me nice clothing. If Rashi says, L'cha u'l'chavarecha shalo esbazeh al habrios mikvodi harishon. So I'm not lowered from my first covet. Lo b'fanecha v'lo b'fecha v'recha. You know, I want to be able to at least keep up my state, how I looked, in order, so hopefully that I'll be able to get remarried. Good. So now we are going into the non-food items. We discussed all the food items of the Mishnah. So now we're getting to the non-food items. What does he have to give her? A bed and two mats, which we might call mattresses. A harder one, a firmer one, a softer one. Say, ask the Gemara. What do you have to give both of them for? Rashi explains that we assume right now that the bed we're talking about is like a leather mat that's tied on. And you just lie down on it. So what do you need the mats for? Then you just lie down on the leather bed. What do you need the mats for? So Amar Papa, no, ba'asra de nehigi de malu purya, b'chavle de mevagerla. Right, no, we're talking about a case where they fill the bed. Purya is a bed. De malu purya, b'chavle with ropes. So the bed is not comfortable. You need the mats on there. De mevagerla, from the word bulgaris, Rashi says. It ages her. She gets old quickly. If you don't have a comfortable bed, you wake up in the morning with the back aches, and it just, it gets to you. It makes you old. So therefore, that's the case we're talking about. You're right. If it was a case where the place where they have nice, comfortable beds without the mattresses, then fine. But here's a case where you just make it with rope, and therefore, they would need the reed mats as well. Tana Rabbanan. Ein nosan l'karva kases. Mishum Rabbi Nosan Amru nosan l'karva kases. You give her a pillow? Give her a blanket? Machlokas. Machlokas whether he has to supply it. Say echidami. What exactly are we talking about here? Ida urcha. We can't fathom. You know, we can't imagine not having all of our accoutrements of sleeping. You know, I can't sleep. I can only sleep with two pillows, not with one pillow, with this blanket, this different types of blankets. It's momish. We don't realize the affluence that we have compared to the rest of the 2,000 years in the Golis in terms of the types of blankets and pillows. But here, the question is, karvakasas heichidami e d'orcha. If it's her normal derech to sleep with these things, my time at the Tanakama, how can the Tanakama say no? And if not, my time is Rabbi Nosson. How can Rabbi Nosson say yes if it's not her orech? So lo tzricha, like we had earlier, kagon to urche didei v'lav urcha dida. It's his derech, his family sleeps with karvakeses, but not hers. So Tanakama says, he doesn't have to supply her with it. He'll say, Amarla, ki azilna, when I come back from being mashra al yidei shlish, when I come back, shakil nalu, I'll bring it, I'll take it, I'll give it to you. B'chi aysina, maysina lo badoi. When I leave, I'll take it. When I come back, I'll give it to you. So he doesn't have to supply it because he does not have to supply it to her if it's not her derech to have it when he's not around. For Rabbi Nosson Savar, Amarla, no, she could say, zimnin de bisrami ben ashmashas, maybe he'll run in right before Shabbos, maybe even after Shkia, he'll have to have dropped these items at the when Shabbos first started, so he won't be able to bring them in. V'lomatzis maisilu, that he wouldn't be able to bring them. V'shaklis lula didi umagos li'alara, and then you're going to tell me I should buy one for myself, and then you're going to come, you're going to take my one that I have. You're going to make me sleep on the floor, meaning it's not going to work out. Right? Things can happen. Right? These things always happen on Erev Shabbos, and therefore it's better, says the Rabbi Nosson, you have to make him supply it for her. Last line. V'nosin l'kipa, and he has to supply her with kipa l'rosha, something to cover her head with. So, amale rav papa l'abaya, hai tana, shliach artiloi v'rami misani. Right, this tana, the rav papa's bothered that the Mishnah says, you buy shoes 3 times a year and clothing once a year. Right, so literally, it says this tana is somebody who's standing there naked and wearing shoes. Shliach from the word, skinned. Right, Shaluach, Rashi quotes that it's the Aramaic for the Hifshit. Hafshat is one of the Lamentas Malachas. Hifshit is Vayishlach. You skin. So it's like skinned of clothing for Rami Messiah is wearing shoes. Meaning, what do you mean? You have to buy your wife shoes 3 times a year for every Chag and clothing only once? So it's going to run out. So Amar Lei, no, Tanav Makam Harim Koi. Really, once a year is enough for everything. But the problem is here, the time is talking about a case where the shoes get worn out in a place, a mountainous area. Telosagi below Tlasa Zugi Misani. So you need 3 times. You need 3 pairs of shoes for the year. The Agav Urcha Kamashmalan and Derech Agav, we say, you know what? Buy it for Yontif. denisvinu niela b'moed b'ayt v'yantif yehechi denevi la simcha b'gavayu. As we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam simchas yantif, you have to buy your wife things, and the woman should be happy, so she likes shoes. So therefore, do a yantif time. You're going to have to buy three anyway for her during the year, so you might as well do a yantif time so that you can bring her simcha as well. Interesting tshuva, the Shumas Hadeshen, a whole area of halacha which is generally not so halacha lamaisa anymore. The Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemaras and Rishonim, discuss when to make shechianus when we buy new clothing. So we hardly make any shechianus anymore. Because we always buy different things, we don't have such great simcha, even a new suit. You know, how many, machlokas aposkim, whether to say it on a new suit, but for sure not a new shirt, new pants, new shoes. And we don't, because we buy them all the time. But in the days of old, you know, how many pairs of shoes did you buy? How many suits did you buy? So the Shumas Hadeshen has a shoe in Siman Lamed Vav. We know the Shumas Hadeshen, according to many scholars, he wrote a sefer in question and answer form. It wasn't questions that he was asked. Almost every one of his tshuvas are in Shulchan Aruch. Shumas Hadeshen was in one of the major sources for Ashkenazic and even Sephardic, but Ashkenazic custom. And the second volume of his is the Psakim, so those are real shilas. But in the first volume, it doesn't matter. Either way, it's the Shumas Hadeshen. But he says, he's supposed to say Shechianu on new shoes. They say Shechianu on new shoes. And other, and that, in the context of that tshuva. Bachurei aniyim, oshar aniyim kamosam, kishemisaknim lahem chalukos chadashos. So the question was, when they get their clothing fixed, srichim levarach berachas Shechianu alo, they never buy anything new. But they get it like redone, right? It's totally ripped and you sew up all of the holes. So do you make Shechianu? Says the Shumas Hadeshen, no. Yira de ain't sorach levarach berachas Shechianu. De kalachiburim kasvu bestam. Divrei, Rabbi Yehuda Deim Avarchan al Kelim Chadashim Elan Kim Chashuvim Ksas Aval Chaluk Va'an Piliyos Va'chayotzim En Lo. Right, things that are not Chashuv, you don't make Shechianu on. And again, today the halacha didn't change, the application changed, because they're just not Chashuv today. They're not Chashuv enough to make a Shechianu on. Avagav, the Rosh Berak Aroa Mechalek, that Kol Lefi Mashihu Adam, the Yesh Ani Shu Mesameach Yosef B'Chalach Chadash, Yosef Min HaAsher V'Kelim Chashuvim, U'Maisi Rai V'Chulu. And then he quotes, you know, even though some say, V'Nir Lavi Rai Agam Gilad Varad Mehadar Min Perak, Afal Pi Samach Dalet. And he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes buying the shoes, Alma Chashiv La Talmuda Simcha B'Min Alim La'ani Shebi Yisrael. Diary Bahasam. The Iker Bircha Shechianu B'Midi D'Mesameach Talya Milsa. It's a Davar Shebi Simcha, like it says here. So Pashas Yishimecha Shechianu. But then he says at the end, maybe you shouldn't be Bechad to an Ani and an Ashir, and objectively, if most people don't think it's Chashiv, you wouldn't, but at least he brings an argamar up in terms of wondering whether shoes have that level of Chashivas. Viter. The kelim shel chamishim zuz, and you buy clothing of 50 zuz. Amar Abaye, chamishim zuz pshiti. It's the lower level type of zuz, the simple type of zuz, not the super heavy, fancy type of zuz. Mimai, midiktani, b'med. Why? How do you know that? Because it says at the end of the Mishnah, b'med ramamurim ba'ani shebi Yisrael. Aval b'mechubad al kol efikvodo. All of these shiurim are by somebody who's very poor. But if mechubad hakol efikvodo, v'isal katad the chamishim zuz mamish. And if you say it's really the fancy chamishim zuz. Ani chamishim zuz minole. An ani is never going to have chamishim zuz. If the Mishnah is talking about an ani, it can't be talking about this fancy 50 zuz. Elishma mina chamishim zuz pshiti. Okay, so it's talking about the simple type of chamishim zuz. Veinosin lolo chadashim v'chulu. You have to give her the clothing in the right season. The heavy clothing in the winter, the lighter clothing, the worn out clothing in the summer. Tan rabbanan moser mizonos labal. The leftover mizonos that she does not need reverts back to the husband. Moser blows Leisha, but the worn out clothing she keeps. Right, that's what she wears in the summer. Moser blows Leisha lamala. Why does she need them for, let's say, in the, you know, if she already has other clothing? Amar Rechava Shemiskasa Ben Bimei Nidasa. So she can wear them when she is in Nida, so that she can wear other clothing when she's Tahora. Kadesh Lo Tiskan Al Baila, so she's not Maguna. If the woman wears the same clothing when she's in Nida, when she's not in Nida, it's little Misgana Al Baila. And therefore, let her keep this clothing. I asked the Ritva, what if the guy says, I'm Oichel, it's okay. So Ritva says, Batla Daito. You know, sometimes a husband will say, it's okay, but really deep down, Chazal know what keeps a marriage exciting. And therefore, we have to listen to Chazal. Amar Abaya, Naktinan, Moser blows Amana Liyarsha. Because the whole reason that she keeps the worn out clothing is so that she stays exciting to her husband. If her husband is dead, if she's an Amana, then it goes to the Yarshim. Hasam hu delo tiskani ba'pe. Only when he's alive. We don't want her to be misgane in front of him. Hacha tiskani v'tiskani. But here, why not? And therefore, He will go back to the Yarshim. Nozon Lomal Kesav Echulu, spending money, my Ocheles, and it says that he has to eat with her every Friday night. My Ocheles. Rav Nachman Amar, Ocheles Mamish, literally eating. Why would you think otherwise? Rav Ashi Amar, Tashmish. No, it's Friday night. So that conjures up what we discussed a couple of days ago. We're talking about Tashmish. That's what Ocheles means. Tznan Ocheles Imo Leili Shabbos. One second, the Mishnah says Friday night. Bish, Lomal Laman Damar Achila Hayne Detani Ocheles. That's why he says Lashon of Ocheles. Because it means eating. El Laman Damar Tashmish My Ocheles. If it means Tashmish, why does it say Ocheles? Says the Gemara. We had this once earlier in the Masechta. Lishna Ma'alya. Right? It's using a more euphemistic way of talking. Dechsiv. Achla, as it described a woman who acts inappropriately. Achlo machta pia. She eats, wipes her mouth, va'amra lo palta palti oven. I didn't do anything. So you see, that's a mashal, for bia. Meisvei, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ocheles B'Leili Shabbos, Vishabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, she eats, and they eat together on Friday night. We're gonna see this means, or on Shabbos day. So Bishlam Alaman Demar Achila Hayne Detani V'Shabbos. I understand. Shabbos day also. You eat both times or either. El Alaman Demar Tashmish Tashmish V'Shabbos Be'ika. Could you have Tashmish by day? V'Yamar Avuno Yisrael Kedoshim Hei. Maybe Shabbos should be the same by Yom. If it says Shabbos day also, so that's a mean Achila. It can't mean Tashmish. Answer: Hama Rava Beis Afel Mutter. Push comes to shove, it can't mean that because even though Yisrael Kedoshim Hei Beis Afel in a Makam Tzorich, it would be Mutter in this case. Fine. Says the Gemara, V'maisa Menika, if she is nursing, then she gets more mizonos and has to do less work. Darash Rebbe Ula Rabba Apischa Debe Nesia. We quoted this back when we discussed the Chiva Mizonos on children. Afa Bisha Amru Ein Adam Zonos Banav Ubonosav Kshen Ktanim. Even though there is no Tanai Ksuba. That's what we discussed, as if you remember, in the Memtes Nun area. Even though a person doesn't have a Chiva to feed his children when they are older, younger. Aval Zon Ktanik Tanim. When they're very young, he has a Chiva. Ad Kama, even so, earlier we said, we scream at him and try to embarrass him to get him to feed the Ketanim. But when they're very young, he has a Chiyav. Ad Kama, Ad Ben Sheish. Up until six, you know, for sure he has a Chiyav, nothing to talk about. Kedir Rav Asi, and that Bezim will be Yori L'Nachasov, to make sure he takes care of his Chiyuvim. Da'amar Rav Asi, as Rav Asi says, you see where a child goes along with the mother, and just like you have to feed the mother, you have to feed the child. Katan ben sheish, Yosef be'erev imo. If the mother made an erev tchum in one direction, and the father made an erev tchum in the other direction, so the kid goes by the mother. Kid goes by the mother, because the kid eats with the mother. And therefore, the husband has to support, put these two halachas together, that's why up until through six, he has to support. Mimai, midiktani. So how do you know this? How do you know that not only does the kid go with the mother, but the husband has to support? Mimai, midiktani. Because after all, the pasuk says, the Mishnah said, Haisa minika pochsin la mimasi adeha, umosifan la mazon aseha. A nursing woman gets more and has to produce less. My time, why is that? Doesn't she get more mizonos because she has the child with her? Isn't that the reason? And therefore, this would prove, our Mishnah would prove, that he has a chiyuv to support his children when they're very, very young. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. It might be true, but our Mishnah's not a raya. Why? The Dilma Mishnah Decholahi. She might need more food for herself. Not for the child with her, for herself, but she's nursing. She's semi-sick, and therefore, or at least she's considered a chola, and therefore, that's why she would need more food. So im kein listeni im haisa chola. Maya masaminika, so just call her a chola, which would be more inclusive. Be bigger chiddush, could not only mean nika, but more inclusive. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's the point of the Mishnah. But dilma hakamash malan, the stam nikas cholos inu. That could be the reason the Mishnah says it that way. The stam nikas are cholos. But again, lamaskana at this point, there's no raya from our Mishnah that he has to support the ketani ketanim because the extra food could be for her, not for any of the children. Lamai nafkamina that she's a cholos. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back right here says, well, once she's a cholos shein basakana, we know amir la'akim is mutter. We know, we discussed last week the four categories of cholam on Shabbos. A chola she yesh bo sakana, a Jew could do a daraisa. Chola she ain bo sakana, a guy could do a daraisa. So a mir lakam is mutter, right? Chola she ain bo sakana. So a menekes, in this, that Rebecca Mendes says, that will be an afkamina, that she is called a chola. The Chashuk Echemet also discusses this, in terms of, whether you're allowed to call a woman a nursing woman, a chola, if she needs a tour, she was supposed to, the case he's talking about, she was supposed to appear in court, then she needs a letter from a doctor that she was sick. What if she was just nursing? Is that called Cholesh? She couldn't come. Would that be a lie? Would that be true? He quotes our Gemara. He quotes the Shilu Kubetzes here. Ava bishalon nira becholi. Stomach holy. Ava bishalon nira bech. Chazal definer. There are some people who Chazal define as a cholesh in bosakana, even if they feel fine. A woman, a certain amount after having a baby, all different halachic definitions. That's an important discussion. One more line. Itmar Amar Rabshu ben Levi, Mosivan la yayin, shayayin yafa lachalav. Right, Rabshu ben Levi says you should give her wine, the nursing woman, because wine is good for for milk, for producing milk, so that is Reb Shua ben Levi's addition. Just one final point. Reb Moshe has an important shuvah where he says, Bizman Hazeh, where it's acceptable, it's accepted by the world for children to live in their parents' house until they get much older than six, so then the chiyuvim would exist then as well. The chiyuvim would bump up to based on what is normative behavior, right? We don't have to go by exactly the ages of the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, next time we'll pick Hadron of Alecha Afalpi. We finish the fifth parak, Baruch Hashem, of Ksubis, as we keep plowing through this major Shas Katan Mesechta, as we continue heading through all the way, hopefully, to the 13th parak of Mesechta Ksubis. But Hashem, tomorrow we start the sixth parak Mitzvah Saisha. Okay, we'll stop here.